This last week, I went on retreat with the John Paul II Healing Center. That's the group that will be coming here to us in December to do the Healing the Whole Person retreat. And so it seemed like it'd be good to experience a bit of their retreats. And this one was for priests, 50 priests, to come together and have this retreat during the week. And I have to just in full transparency acknowledge that it was in Florida as well. So I know inciting jealousy is not a good homily tactic, but I just couldn't resist. And it was a great retreat about the deep heart work that the Lord invites us to do with Him, His grace, and that healing of memories and that strengthening of our identity and who we are in Christ, and really kind of out of that freedom, just like we asked for freedom of heart in our opening prayer, to have that deep freedom of heart that allows us to lean into loving God and loving others well. And that freedom of heart is, I think, what ultimately is what Jesus marveled at when He looked at the widow who gave her two coins, her small amount. You know, and He says that indeed this poor widow put in more than all the other contributors to the treasury. You know, what does it mean that she put in more? What kind of more is Jesus talking about? He knows it's simply a matter of percentage. You know, it's like she's at 100%, you know, so on percentage basis, she put in more. And no, I don't think he's just like a statistics guy or something like that. And, you know, is it simply because she gave out of her livelihood rather than her surplus? Well, maybe that's a little closer. But I think ultimately the more that Jesus rejoiced in was that she was giving more of herself through her gift than what the others were doing. That her gift was this heartfelt gift of self. Even though the material means of it were so meager, what it represented was really her great trust in God, her faith in the Lord. And in her giving, this giving of herself through that, it was a beautiful gesture of love towards God and towards His people and towards His temple. And it was all based on really this deep faith in the goodness of the Lord, and that she could live and she could give and operate out of that reality. And so with that kind of deep trust, you move into that kind of attitude where, you know, the same words can really sound so different. You know, what do I have to give? You know, you can move into, what do I have to give? You know, what do I have that I may give, that freedom of heart coming out of trust and faith? Or maybe still being stuck in that level of obligation. Well, what do I have to give? Right? Same words, so different place of the heart. That's what the Lord is looking for, and that's what He's delighting in, this giving that comes from the heart, a deep trust that is based on relationship with Him, and not just simply a dutiful, and that could be a good sense of obligation, but know this interior relating with the Lord and deep trust and knowing that I belong to the Lord and the Lord belongs to me. And so Jesus is looking for this deeper spiritual reality, and He delights in that woman, and he looks for that depth of the heart, you know, that moves people, that moves souls, and the ultimate values that can guide us. You know, is that how we're looking and how our hearts are operating? I think that's always such an important question to ask ourselves, and if not, why not? Now, the offertory, as in all the parts of Mass, trains us how to relate to God and to receive the Lord. And the whole Mass is really a training in prayer, and all the different kinds of prayer are actually indeed present in our worship if we're attentive to that and really dialed into that. And so I want to just highlight one part of the Mass that we know as the offertory, which is the preparation of the altar, and there's the collection, and liturgically a key part of it is the presentation of the gifts, the bread and the wine with the water as well, and really the offertory can be for us a training in the spirit and the heart, Say, like, I want to give my whole self. And how am I giving? And Lord, help me to give, you know, of myself back to you. Because when you think about it, you know, it's kind of like the widow's mite, you know, the two coins of the widow. There's a little bit of bread. It's kind of a weird kind of bread. You know, it's a little different, these thin hosts and that. And the wine that comes up is just a little cruet, a little bit of water. In and of themselves, that they seem so meager, such a minor thing. But there's great spiritual depth to this, and it calls upon our hearts as these gifts come forward. They're first of all a recognition of God's own creation, of how He gives Himself to us through the gift of creation. He makes His own gift to us in that, and that we have these goods and that we're able to make them from the work of human hands, and we bring these up to the Lord as a return, you know, as our offering to God. But then what God does with this meager little gift, you know, by the power of the Spirit and the words of consecration, they become the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. How much the Lord takes our little gifts and makes something really infinite of them. But then these gifts now, really Jesus, they allow us now to really give ourselves to the Lord with that deep faith, just like that widow. To give ourselves in our Eucharistic prayer through, with, and in Jesus back to the Father. Father, thank you for everything, and I love you, and I know how good you are, and I rejoice in that, and in the way that you call me to yourself, I offer myself through Jesus back to you. And then life becomes an exchange of gift and not a matter of scrambling to meet obligations. And so I offer to you an encouragement. First of all, the encouragement that the good news of your daily life, the good news of what maybe feels like maybe sometimes in how you're trying to work and work well and work honestly and deliver on things and how you're trying to love your family well and love your neighbors and provide for and guide and all the ways that you love well and in patience, endure, and persevere, that can maybe just seem kind of just mundane and daily and commonplace and insignificant. Well, those two coins of your daily life, you know, that is something that is beautiful and something that if done and offered and lived in real trust and love towards God as the son and daughter of God that we are, that is something that has immense value to God and is loved and prized and rejoiced in and is such great and beautiful value in our souls as well if we keep remembering that. And so then along with that encouragement, and I really want you to take that encouragement and walk with that this week in your daily life and letting that be kind of your offering to God and knowing how He's doing that with you and loving you in that and receiving that from you with great delight. Maybe there needs to be a little bit of a challenge because maybe that doesn't seem too real to you or possible. Perhaps maybe you don't see yourself or God, you know, in that depth that gives that freedom of heart and like our priest retreat was about. Maybe something in you says that, well, I'm insignificant. I really don't matter. I don't think God has much concern about me. Or maybe God, you know, He's not the kind of God who really does care or is present or yearns and loves me. You know, if those are voices that you have in your heart and mind, blocking your mind, like our opening prayer said, from that freedom of heart, you know, then maybe the challenge is to like, Lord, bring your truth to me more deeply. Help me in the healing of those things people call identity lies about myself or about God or others, and please bring about instead your truth of how I am infinitely loved by you. And how in your love I am good. And then how in love then I want to make a gift of myself in return. And maybe, wow. And maybe that's what your soul is doing right now. That the Lord wants to heal that. But I would just say that maybe a lot of the things that seem like overt blocks in our life that we struggle with, anger, fear, unhappiness, maybe a spirit of needing to control things, impurity, people-pleasing, these kinds of things. Ultimately, I think, you know, what our retreat was talking about, come out of, like, I don't see myself and love myself and in the identity I have, you know, created by God, and maybe I'm not allowing God's love into some of those wounds in my life. And I need that healing of memories and to be placed more deeply in the truth of God's love and who God is and who I am. And so the challenge is that if your daily life and yourself seems insignificant and unworthy of offering to God, ask the Lord for His healing truth, His loving presence. And if there's memories that dog you and drag you down, give those over to the Lord and let the Lord Jesus be with you and love you in those. In our second reading, we hear again from the letter to the Hebrews about Jesus, about our great high priest. Last week we heard how he is one who sympathizes with us in our weakness, and he knows our human struggle, and indeed he does. And this week we hear the good news that in knowing us and embracing us in that, he is actually then also with the Father, interceding for us always. And so I invite you to give yourself over to so great a high priest that you would know his love and his mercy, that he may give you that freedom of heart that we really yearn for, so that we may lean into the love that God has placed in our life and calls us to.